Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second, the right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third, the second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second, the right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miles for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Mack applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Desautels moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Vallo reaches third base with a triple. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallo scores. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miles who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo who is chasing the ball. Boudreaux reaches third base with a triple. Heat scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Heath is walked intentionally. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fleming. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.